Well, I've been a singer for the best part of 30 years, and I've been working professionally doing album projects over the years. But since cancer struck, it's basically robbed me of my career, and I can't go out singing anymore. But I still have that great love for singing, and as the cancer is getting worse, one of the things that I would love to do is to go into a studio and record my very last album.
So looking back, you were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame very recently. How was that as an achievement?
Probably the highlight of my career and one of the biggest achievements. I mean, for 30 years, I have devoted my life to country music, both helping other artists and also being a country singer myself. So I've really spent a lot of time promoting country music and being an ambassador for country music. So when I got the phone call to say that I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, it was just it's so exciting. And especially going through what I'm going through at the moment with the cancer, it was in some ways like a kind of final chapter of a 30-year career. And it was just one of the most exciting things that's ever happened.
And is that what kind of gave you the kick to think, right, I want to make one last album, or is that something you'd had in mind for a while?
I think last year it'd been at the back of my mind, always thinking, wouldn't it be lovely to do one last album? And I think time is of the essence now because I am realizing that my cancer is not getting any better and it's not going to be cured. So it is one of these things now where I really have to get on with it because eventually one day it is going to rob me of my voice as well. Where at the moment I still have a voice, and while that's there, I would just love to go into the studio to record it. But yeah, of course, the getting the inducted into the Hall of Fame was the extra boost as well, and that would just be fantastic to come out with another country album.
Now, from what I've read, you're hoping to make this an album of memories. Do you have an idea of what kind of songs you'd like to have on this?
I have given it some thought. There's a few covers that I'd like to do, songs that I have been singing over the years that I have just loved singing, and songs that have touched people. You know, at the end of a gig, you'll get people coming up and going, "That song is beautiful. It's touched me so much." And that's the kind of thing I'd like to achieve from this album, that it's a joyful album, songs that I love and songs that will touch other people as well. That said, there's also a couple of originals I'd like to put on, a song that Steve and I wrote together when we first met. And it's been kind of kicking around in our cupboard for about 15 years, never ever seen the light of day. But it's one of these songs I feel it's ready to record now. So I'd like to do that. And I also have someone down in England who is just waiting to write me the song for the album, which I'm really excited about because it'd be great to feel that one day there's a song that's just associated with Jackie Storer. So that would be really exciting.
So what tends to inspire your song choices when it comes to things like cover versions?
I think first and foremost, I feel I've got to do the song justice, and a song that really suits my voice. But again, I'm led very much with lyrics too. So it's a song that can tell a story and a song that I think would get across to the public and would mean something to them. And if I feel it ticks all these boxes, then it's a contender.
News is sort of slowly starting to filter out about the fact that you're looking to do a new album. Have you had many offers of support and help?
It's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind. I put something out on Facebook about 2, 3 days ago from an article that was in the press saying how I'd love to do this album. And I'd been inundated with so many people doing the likes and the shares and the comments and musicians offering their services. But obviously the one thing that we need is the money because these things don't happen on their own. And there were so many people asking if they could donate money. That I think it sort of gave us the idea of crowdfunding. And somebody from the local media came forward and absolutely is wanting to take this on board and set it all up for us and go ahead with crowdfunding, which would be perfect.
So once the money and the support is in place, how do you hope to take things from there?
Well, obviously, we need to get as much money in as we can. Once we know how much we've got, we'll determine on how much we can do with the album, how many tracks we can record, and who we're going to get on board to do it all. And then once we've got the finished product, we're then going to sell the album. Hopefully, people are going to come along and buy it. And then that money will then go to Maggie's. Hopefully it's all going to stay in Fife, but Maggie's are all over Scotland now, so if they want to share it out, because Maggie's is just such a wonderful centre for people who have got cancer, or for the friends and family, and the support they give them is amazing. But our local one here in Fife has just been a tremendous support to me and my husband for the 6 years since I've been diagnosed. And I can't stress enough how good a centre it is, whether you just want to pop in for a cup of tea, share your problems, or whether you need something much deeper, as in counselling or other sessions like that. But it's there, it's on our doorstep, and I just want people to know about it. I want people to be able to use it. And again, these places don't run on their own. So if we can give something back and we can contribute to helping them run the centre, then that'd be fabulous.
Have you had any thoughts about titles or other visions, I suppose, for the album?
I'm not sure yet. We were talking about sort of, Jackie sings her favourite songs sort of thing. But I think that will eventually come with when we decide to choose the material for it. Sometimes you just see a title and you go, that's it, that's the one we want. So I've not actually sort of pinned that down yet.